All right, Coach, I've talked to you multiple times since last year ended, and obviously with the type of year you had, your team played long into that offseason, and sometimes that's a disadvantage because some guys get dinged, you have certain guys with different injury situations. How hard has that made you preparing, you know, the length of time you had to get ready with some guys coming back from health issues?
Right, it's always challenging. We had, I think it was 12 players start the training camp, the opening of training camp on PUP, so we've whittled that down, and we'll, you know, it's always a challenge, but you know, it's good to start the off season late.
Talked to you about this last week, and you've made statements on it. You glad the decision is in, and now you know certainly who your quarterback is.
Yeah, we're on to Pittsburgh. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Brian Daboll did some play calling opportunities in the fourth preseason game. What kind of job did he do?
Yeah, I thought Brian and Pat Graham both did a real good job of, you know, getting those guys ready to play, preparing them, handling the game situations and all that. I thought it was smooth. We didn't really have any problems.
Did Brian win that in the auction from the Patriots premiere the previous week? Did
yeah.
You bid on that or something? Okay, Pittsburgh Steelers come in. You've had this game circled. Obviously, you know who the opponent was going to be. When you watch them on tape, you know, it's not the old Steelers where it's tough defense, run the football, Jerome Bettis, Franco Harris. You got Big Ben, he throws for 5,000 yards. Is that just the way the league's going right now?
Yeah, well, you know, that's pretty much the way it's been when Ben's played us, you know, last two or three times, thrown for over 400 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. And they've been a very explosive offensive football team with the quarterback, the receivers, you know, several guys back on the offensive line. So they're tight end. So they're an explosive offensive team and certainly remnants of the LeBeau defense with some other variations added in there. So it's a little different than the Steelers in the 10, 15 years ago, but it's not that much different than what we've seen the last two or three times we've played them.
You mentioned Coach LeBeau, Hall of Famer, not being there. How much are they different defensively? It always seemed like they would lose guys, but they would plug and play and next guy in and they keep the system rolling. Is the system that much more different?
I think they modified it a little bit, and of course it looks different without Polamalu running around out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he was you know, a dynamic player on that defense, so it's definitely different without seeing Troy. But you know, a mixture of 4-3, 3-4, a lot of this still the 3-deep zone, blitz zones, but a little more probably Tampa 2 and some of Coach Tomlin's philosophies in there as well now.
One of the more complete teams that you will play this year, talking offense, defensive, and obviously they're pretty explosive on special teams.
Very explosive in the kicking game, yeah. Brown's very dangerous, and, you know, they have a lot of, you know, good coverage players. They're dangerous in their return game. So they're a solid football team, as evidenced by their record and you know, winning their division last year.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Bonnie in Bellingham. It's Thursday night, opening night. You're defending your championship. The banner's going to be dropped. Will you watch it? Will you look at it, or will you be doing some other job getting ready for the game?
Yeah, I don't even know what the pregame schedule is, but I don't really feel like we're defending anything. This is the 2015 season. What we earned last year, we earned. This year is a new year, and you know, we'll see what the story is that this team writes.
I like that answer right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots. Hashtag it, AskBB. You're going to be back with the Bellustrator later in the show. What are we going to look at?
Well, just, you know, offense, defense, special teams on the Steelers. As you said, they're a very complete team. They got a lot of weapons.
All right, Coach, hang tight. Coach will be back later in the show. More of All Access right after this.